Danny, I mean,
disappointing result, but you know, it's, you made eight changes. That's just a sign of A, how crazy your fixture schedule is, and B, how big a game on Thursday night is.
Listen, the key thing here was the fact that Thursday night, you know, the next game now, Thursday, is the most important game. But tonight was very important for us, and you know, with the demands that have been placed upon the group, you know, the full of Scottish football, or certainly the lower leagues now, is going through a situation that we've, you know, never been through before. We've got to, I think in any situation, you've got to try and embrace the experience of it. You know, it's most likely we'll never come across it again. But what you can certainly see within it, in terms of up until tonight, you know, I think is that, you know, we've won four games, we've now lost three, played the top two teams in a matter of 4 days, you know, or top three in a matter of 4 days. So it's very challenging. There have been narrow defeats, but, you know, you can certainly see this group of players are fighting for absolutely everything there. And, you know, we'll dust ourselves down, see what the walking wounded brings tomorrow. And, you know, we'll address them Thursday evening. But, you know, in terms of where we are, I thought we'd had a good shape about us throughout the game, particularly up until the first goal. You know, we made a wee tactical change at half-time because we felt there was too many crosses coming down for the right-hand side. So Odds Lot comes down the left-hand side and we let them get to the byline too easily. And, you know, I still feel that we should be dealing with that in the box. You know, we've got four players against two in there. We've got to do better than that. And then the second one, you can see us, you know, once we went 1-0 up, we've twisted, you know, we've flung bodies forward. Big Tom up there with Goody, who I felt, you know, certainly got a few knockdowns, and we were more in their territory and at that stage of the game. But again, to lose it to a throw-in, you know, these are basic things that are costing us at this moment in time. But as I said there, the group are honest enough, you know, and the big thing about there with the demands of the game, you don't have a minute to even work on these things. You know, you get a quick debrief after the game.
Aye.
And that's it, you know, and then you're bang on to the next one.
That's,
and you don't want to dwell on it too long because you're then trying, aye, to get the next positive result.
I actually put that in my match report. I was actually saying, because I spoke to you previously, you don't get any time in the training ground. I thought you looked remarkably well drilled, especially that first 45 minutes in the midfield,
yeah,
three.
Yeah.
You know, stopped the balls banging and docking.
I thought we handled them well, but you could see one bit of brilliance with the wee boy Tiffany. You know, good pace, and we'd spoke about how we'd highlighted that we had to double up on him very, very quickly. And that moment in time, we failed to do so, and he gets to the byline, and he puts a cross-come shot in. But, you know, I would expect your three centre-backs, for the quality that they are, to deal with that one better.
Just talking about Jack, who I thought, first thing I've watched him live this season, I thought he was excellent tonight, and you know, real physicality about him, good structure, and he positionally, I thought he was really disciplined.
Yeah, he's a good tactical player, is Jack. He's a young player, you know, out for the experience. What's pleasing is that he seems to be coming through the poor injury luck that he had there. So he seems to be coming above that. He came to get games, and you know, I've been impressed with him. You know, every game that he's playing, he seems to grow into it. And the demands of this game, he's probably the best that I've seen as a young boy coming in and handling the physical side of the game.
In your whole career,
team? No, not in the career, but since, you know, my time at Clyde, uh-huh, I think he's came in as a youngster and handled that side. And that's what, for me, is the key thing at this level when players are coming in for development football or academy football. That's the biggest part that they've got to learn. I mean, you can see, you know, in terms of the way that he moves about the pitch and competes, he's a good passer of the ball, you know, he's comfortable taking the ball in tight situations. That you would expect that for all good players. So, listen, the experience for him is doing good, and he's been a good addition to the squad.
Just lastly, looking ahead to that game on Thursday, I know Duff was here tonight. There's only a point in it, I think.
Yeah.
It really is massive because it's, you know, you can't finish top five now after tonight's results.
That's right.
It's a huge game, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all great that they are, and you know they're exciting games. And that's what I just said to the group there tonight. You know, the opportunities that we had, the games in hand, they're all gone now. You know, it's an even, if an even Stevens game now, you know, and going into there, we're all played the same amount of games. And, you know, at the sprint part of the season, you know, when the prizes and that are handed out, whether that's at the top end or the bottom end, you know, the table and that finishing line doesn't lie, you know, so we will do everything that we can and continue to do. You know, the players and the staff, I think, have been immense in this busy, busy period. I know it's been busy for everyone, but I just feel that we've been hit the worst, obviously, with the catch-up and the amount of Thursday games that we've got. Even getting a success into the next round of the Cup is now putting a bit more added pressure on us in terms of having to go again on the Saturday. So, as I said, you know, we'll relish that challenge. It's an extreme situation that we find ourselves in. But, you know, I believe in this group of players that we've got enough to get over that line.
That's all I need. Perfect.
Okay.
Just on the squad Thanks rotation quickly, I suppose the biggest surprise to Clyde fans tonight would have been the absence of David Mitchell, and David Wilson came in this place. How did you think Wilson
Yeah,
did?
Well, I thought he did exceptionally well. I thought he handled it. You know, not to have a minute this season, and coming in the way that I thought he looked comfortable. I thought he spoke well. I thought he kicked well. You know, he was a real plus tonight. I was really pleased with him.
Yeah, is Mitchell just a?
Listen, he took a bang. I think you see it on Saturday there, and his ankle was swollen. We gave him until tonight. We got him in as early as we could and left it as late as we could for a fitness test. And he was fine moving about. You know, it was just kicking that he struggled with. So we'll see what the next 2 days bring and see if he's ready. But as I said, I thought the young man, David Wilson, I thought he acquitted himself very, very well.